Hey, Paul? Hey, Paul, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I've been getting phone calls back to back this evening.
It's okay. I totally understand. I figured you were still wrapped up with that commercial job opportunity, so I was just like, all right.
Yeah, I was there a little bit longer, but then I've had about 40 phone calls today, so it's been a busy day.
Okay. Are the calls pertaining to your marketing?
They are, yes, actually. Yeah. Well, not marketing. It's people calling me for giving them bids and whatnot and other jobs that we've got. And it's been crazy today. So
that's a good problem to have, though. Unfortunately, I'm contacting you to try to make that problem bigger.
Yeah.
Did you have an opportunity to consider our offer?
Yeah. I was actually going to ask, do you have, instead of like the platinum package or whatever, do you have one that's a bit cheaper that obviously would cover less stuff, but something that would still kind of get me on Google there? But does that make sense? Or
yeah, the reason I wanted you to see that pricing structure is so you could see what I was trying to do for you. Our cheapest package is $299, and so I put you on that package pricing structure, but I got you our most expensive and our best package. So it's almost like I included all the additional bells and whistles that I could, just to increase our chances of being successful together. And then, I locked you in at that rate and I waived all the setup fees on it. So I gave you the best.
I didn't get a chance to look at that text you sent over. I've been busy. So
no, I gotcha. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, but if you want to click on it, you can see the Platinum bundle. It's normally $599, actually, that one. The Pro is $499. So I offered you a full Platinum package. And the reason this one's usually so expensive is because it's not just the first page placement on Google. It's a complete online marketing strategy for your business where, you know, we're also putting you on the first page of Bing. We're hosting a Facebook business profile for you and running Facebook ads through it. So, you know, you're on basically first page of Google, first page of Bing, and Facebook ads running. And all three of those will be able to produce leads and job opportunities for you. And then there's the popular directory submission. So, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, and Amazon Alexa voice search results. You're also going to get submissions to those platforms as well, which you could also generate leads from. And then there's a tracking system in there, so you can monitor it all and actually keep track of it. If you're too wrapped up throughout the day, we understand you might miss some leads, but it pipelines their information in that tracking system, so you could always call them back when you're available. That way you always have a job opportunity to work on or work towards. And then you could request reviews through that system. And then we talked about the website briefly, too. I know you have your own domain, so we offer to develop your site for you. Have it professionally built by our graphic design team, provide hosting for that if you don't already have a hosting agreement, and then we'll have that attached to all the online listings. So they could now use that as a reference point and we could start driving some traffic and getting some eyes on that site.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
All of that's included in that package, but I've just reduced the pricing down to just $299. So that way you're only looking at about $10 a day on average to make sure it's all handled rather than hire somebody in-house to try to maintain it all for you. So.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I do our Facebook page myself right now, and I put all of our job pictures and whatnot on there. So
yeah, we love to keep doing that.
Hassle, but everything else is kind of out of my profession.
Well, we're running the ads, and that is where, you know, you do want to have eyes on it. That's where the work comes into play. You don't want to just kind of throw money at it and see what sticks. You want to get into their analytics system there and see like which services are getting the most traffic so that way you're being listed properly and putting in the best possible position to be successful with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we handle that. But we encourage you to still keep posted on that thing. We want to build up that portfolio as much as possible.
Yeah.
But if you could do anything with Home Advisor, I have no doubt after the first 30 days with us, you'll do great with this. You'll love this and likely wind up leaving those guys and saving yourself some money on lead fees throughout the year.
Yeah, right now I'm not with like Home Advisor. Or
oh, that's right. I keep saying that because it keeps popping up here when I do the Google search for your business just to keep track of like all your online listings that you're currently on. And that's the first thing that comes up. Like, they put you on their directory even though you're not signed up with them.
Right. And so if you guys were to handle this stuff for me, is that something that you guys would take off because it's inaccurate and I don't want people being directed that way? Or
oh, absolutely. Yeah, that would be a priority for us because we know how they operate. The reason they're putting your name up there is because they want to try to intercept maybe some people that are actually looking for you online in hopes that they click on that listing. Because if they click on that listing, then they end up getting their information. They could sell that information as a lead to a few other guys. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. First thing we do on every account is a name, address, and phone number cleanup. Google's very specific. They don't want any discrepancies. Also, when we submit your name, as I was saying earlier, as PAS Flooring LLC, they're going to want to do that name, address, phone number cleanup anyway. And this one says just like PAS without the caps or the periods in between. It looks like POS.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, on my job trailers that I have, it's capital PAS, all of them. So it's probably...
Looks better. It looks more professional that way. The way they have it, it looks like pass without an S or something, you know? I didn't know if that was like your last name. Or...
I hear you. Yeah, I'm interested. So that's just a monthly payment, like $299, and then you said that stays on even after 5-6 years or so?
Yeah, I mean, even if you leave our services, you'll keep that first page placement. But it's $299 a month, and it's month to month. So as long as you're with us, you get that deal. There's no other charges that'll pop up on you throughout the month. No lead fees, click fees, call fees, anything like that. And then if you discontinue it, you still keep all the online listings and everything. It's just you won't see yourself on the first page of Google or your Facebook ads running anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool. I guess what do you need from me today as far as getting this all rolling?
So I'm going to create your Google business profile and we'll submit it for verification and I'll also get you your Google verification form. On the first page of Google, Paul, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 208-419-8844?
Yep.
All right. And what's your last name, Paul?
Sureris. S-U-R-E-R-U-F.
S-U-R-E-R-U-F, you said?
Yep.
Oh, that's unique. Sureris.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. And then Paul. It's funny, my representative Tara said, I knew when he mentioned golf that it was going to be a problem. You wasted all his time talking about golf, didn't you? I was like, I did a little bit
of golf.
Yeah, like, I love golf. Yeah. Actually, I was just telling my wife, I texted her, I was like, oh, can I go out to the range before they close at 8? I was like, I wanted to work on these irons. I just got the Sim 2s from TaylorMade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't played with them yet, so I'm trying to go out there and get loose with it. And we had a tee time on Saturday morning, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, my buddy just got a set of sticks, and he likes them, but I was more like, oh, I want to kind of get a set of PXGs for me. So.
Oh, man. I was telling you, my buddy Jake, he's sponsored by PXG, and he was trying to tell me, the one that's pro playing on the tour, he was trying to tell me to get this set recently. It was like $1,700, and I almost bought it, and my wife caught me looking at it.
Yep.
She was like, you just bought some new clubs. Yeah, I'm like, I know. She hates my... affinity for golf because it just either involves me not being present or spending money. So,
yep, that's how it goes.
Yeah, but I love it. It's a good time hang out with my old buddies.
Okay,
so Google's going to send you this PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of this. It's like a postcard size envelope that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to, Paul?
Send it to 323 North State Street in Rigby, Idaho.
North.
83442.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it on Google Maps. 323 North State Street. Okay.
That'll be the address I'll receive it fastest at, so.
Okay. Rigby. Oh, Rigby, Idaho. Got it. I found it. Okay. Now, when we do this name, address, and phone number cleanup, do you want me to get rid of this Amon stuff that we have floating around here or hide that address?
Yeah, let's get rid of Ammon, and then we'll just put in that 323 as the main address, because the other one was my brother's house, and he's no longer a partner, so.
Okay. So I'll hide it, but the address that we send that postcard to, there's like a little pin on the map there on the first page, and there's kind of like a little red dot in the area. If I hide the address, it's still going to show Rigby, Idaho, 83442 on your listing. Is that okay? And then the pin.
Yeah,
I can put the pin at like the nearest cross street. Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. That'd be fine.
Okay. And did you just want to capitalize the name as just PAS Flooring LLC, or did you want to put the periods in between it?
I'll just do PAS just to capitalize.
Okay.
That's just how it shows up on all my business documents anyway, so.
Yeah, we want it to match up and get that consistency, and then this is also a business expense for you, so you'd be able to write it off. You want everything to be consistent there, too. That way you don't have any issues.
Yep.
Okay, and then you are an LLC, obviously, right? So we'll list it as the LLC as well.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm technically an S-Corp at the moment, but does that really change? Because it's still...
No.
Still kind of listed as an LLC, but it's classified as an S corp. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't have symbolism for the S corp.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll just fine. LLC.
Right, yep.
Let's get update, and then that domain name. What was the domain name that you have for the website?
I want to say it was just pasflooring.com.
Okay.
I haven't even looked at it over a year, so I honestly don't know.
Okay. I'm getting blank for PASflooring.com.
Maybe it's like PASflooringInstall.com or something. I honestly don't know. I haven't looked for it for over a year, so I'm not 100%.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll put in a request to get a new domain. The only concern I would have is if that domain's like on the side of a vehicle, or if you've handed out business cards in the past, we'd rather use that same domain.
No, it's not on any business cards or trailers or anything. It's
okay.
I didn't even mess with putting that on anything when my brother set it up. So I'm kind of glad I didn't, honestly. So.
Okay. So yeah, it didn't sound like it was too appealing to the eye.
Yeah.
All right. So I got the account created. I'm going to have to send everything off in writing because of the discounts I put on this platinum bundle. And I'm going to put in that request for the domain name also. But what's the email address where I could send you everything in writing?
PASflooringInstall@gmail.com.
Okay. Submit. All right. We're looking good, Paul. Let me just put in this request for us to get a domain for you. The good thing is we're partnered with Google, so we get those domains for pennies on the dollar. When you try to buy them yourself, they charge you an arm and a leg, and you got to kind of pray that somebody didn't buy it and hold it hostage from you. So
yeah,
it's always nice.
Sense.
Yeah, we can get away from that. There are a lot of companies out there that will surf the internet, purchase domains that are like really common or popular domains that people are after, and then they have them like bid on it or... Oh, they give it to you for $5,000, and it's just a simple name, like AAA Plumbing or something,
Right.
Okay. So, Mountain Standard, save. Okay, we're looking good. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed online?
Just do 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, we go on Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Just Monday through Friday.
Okay. You want to go Saturday and Sunday by appointment so they could still call, but you're not expected to actually work on those days?
You could do Saturday by appointment and then just keep Sunday closed.
Okay. Good man. I know if my grandfather was still alive, he'd be upset with me for working on Sundays sometimes, but it's not the way he raised me, but. Duty calls. I got two little ones myself. I got to make sure that they got everything they need.
I know how that is. I've got two little ones as well. So.
Oh, yeah? How old are they?
2 and 4. 2 girls.
Oh, wow. Oh, I have 2 boys. They're 5 and 3.
Right behind you.
Yeah, right on that same group, huh? My youngest, they thought he was on the spectrum for a bit, but it turns out he's just like his dad. He's a little wild one. I was kind of like that I did everything with my body until I was probably like 16, 17, and then I started using my brain.
There you go.
Yeah. So he's kind of like that. He's got to chip off the old block. Do you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yep, cash, check, card, Venmo. I don't know if that's listed, but yeah.
Yeah, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, not Cash App or Zelle. I don't do those, but.
Oh, okay.
Cash, check, card, or Venmo. Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I was actually praying for a daughter the second time around because I don't know if you've seen younger boys. I prayed for my oldest son. I was like, okay, let me have a boy because I thought girls were hard. And then I realized my older brother has daughters and they're just like a lot smarter and easy to talk to. And
hard thing with girls is they have attitudes attached to them, and they cry about everything. So
yeah, very emotional.
Little boys are kind of, they brush it off pretty quickly, but little girls, you look at them the wrong way and they're in tears for hours. So
yeah, my sons are weird. If I push them on the floor, they start laughing and roughhousing. If I try to give them a hug, they're like, "What are you doing? What is this?" Like, start stiff arming me. I'm like, "Come on, I love you." Yeah, it's weird. All right, so I got the account set up. We're going to want to do a client interview with you. Client interviews, on average, they take about 30 to 40 minutes, Paul, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions during that call. The agenda of the call is mainly to go over, like, your keywords, the service area that we cover, and then we'll get that domain and get a general idea on what you envision for your site. We'll send you over a draft of your site after 24 hours, and then obviously any modifications you'd like us to make, you just let us know, and we'll continue to fine-tune it until we get the end product. But what would be the best time tomorrow to do a client interview with you?
Ooh, tomorrow, let's see. I got to drive pretty far for a job tomorrow. Probably, I'd say like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, yeah, that actually works perfectly. Yeah, I have a slot available tomorrow between 4 and 5 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, let's
okay.
do that.
It's going to be with a separate technician, but I'll send you a calendar invitation, and I'll text you 1 hour before, and I'll actually call you first and, like, introduce you to them, and then I'll pass you off. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, last time, I don't remember who I was talking to about this previously, but I kind of got to this point with them, and then we set up the phone call, and then they were in a way different time zone, so they didn't actually end up calling me, and I had blocked out that time, so I was pretty annoyed because they didn't ever get with me, and I was like, I'm busy guy, you know, I just blocked out this hour for you guys, and then you never called, so.
Yeah, well, it's kind of their fault for
being stupid.
They
called me the next day, you know. Called me the next day and was like, "Oh, sorry," and I was like, "Yeah, I don't really give second chances." So
yeah, read the room, right? Yeah, so I automatically scheduled you between 3 and 4 our time. We're in Orange County in SoCal. We're actually right next to Google Building 1, which is in Irvine now. So you know, I'm calling you 3 to 4 our time, but it should be 4 to 5 your time.
Perfect.
Okay, and then let me go ahead and save here. Okay, and then you'll get that.
They're already way better than the other people who called me. I don't even remember who they were, honestly.
Well, we had to go to school, and and we're not two guys in a garage. You know, if you look up Local Splash, we're a huge company. We've got about 400 people that work here. I've been here 12 years. You know, the company started in 2004, so they got a pretty extensive track record of doing things professionally.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you guys know what you're doing, so.
Yeah, when you work with business owners, they're very unforgiving. A lot of my clients are guys that are used to being the boss. So it's you usually don't get much forgiveness, you know. They want it done. They want it done right and done now, you know.
I know exactly how that is. I'm the same way myself. So I'm just like all the rest of them, I'm sure.
I hear you. Yeah, sometimes I just got to catch myself from talking. And these guys are like, "Man, you like to talk too much." I'm like, "Hey, I'm friendly, huh?"
Sometimes
get to know people.
Get business done, so.
Yeah, sometimes they don't want to get personal, though. They're like, "I don't want to get to know you. I just want my business up there." I'm like, "Okay, fair enough. I got you." Okay, so I have everything squared away. I put in that request for the domain name purchase, and then the client interview is all squared away for tomorrow between 4 and 5. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Paul, how did you want to do that?
I'll do a card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Do you guys accept check? Can I send you a check in the mail? Or
no, it has to be either Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. And we don't take account numbers, routing numbers, or checks by phone. You should actually never give that out, Paul, because your card you can go and replace if you ever have a problem with somebody. Yeah, but if they have your account routing number and you do a check by phone, it's like they could still get in there no matter how much. You basically need a whole new account at that point. So you shouldn't give that out to anybody, really.
Yep. So, okay, yeah, I just got has my name and my business name, and it's a Visa. So.
All right. And then is the billing address the 323 North State Street, or is it this other address that we were supposed to remove?
That's the other one. That's the billing address, the one in Ammon, that's 83406.
Okay, let me update this. 3237 John Adams Parkway, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's what I'm seeing on the other listings that you have online. 3237 John Adams Parkway. Okay. So on the front of that Visa, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4238 4238 4200 8400 0187 0187 3483 3483.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
January 2026.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back?
756.
756, okay. And then before I can legally authorize any kind of transaction with your business, I got to walk you through a voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you, and we'll send this to you in writing with your service agreement. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, Paul, just stop me. I can always rephrase it for you. It's got some fancy verbiage in here, so just let me know. All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
EAS Flooring.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Paul Serreras, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today, Paul?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Paul, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. You hesitated, so I'm just going to rephrase it, right? So we know what you currently have online already. That's fine. We're not telling you have to cancel anything. It's just saying after today, we want to avoid any kind of online discrepancies, wrong name, wrong address, wrong phone number, somebody touching your website, any duplicate listings out there, you paying for something that we're already doing for you. So after today, if you're going to add something online, we're just asking that you give us a heads up or double check so we can make sure that none of those things are happening.
Okay, yeah, sure. Sorry, I was logging into my computer, so I was...
Oh.
Yeah, no, okay. I hear you.
No worries. Okay. I just wanted to make sure you understood why we put that in there. Okay, and it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when we're building everything from scratch like this, but you are on a month-to-month campaign, so you're not locked into any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 10th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, I've upgraded you to our Platinum Package Bundle, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 10th day, but it's going to renew in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Package. So you'll keep that rate. It won't go up or change. And then it says, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before that next billing is due, so that way we can stop your automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to authorize your first month's payment. When this payment clears, you're going to receive a confirmation text message with an outline of the agreement. This is also going to be sent over to your email. And then you're going to have to sign off on that. It's called your subscription terms. They'll have everything documented in black and white there. You're going to get a Google verification form. You have to fill this out. It's going to ask you to send in what you have as far as like license, insurance, business registration, things like that. It'll ask for like work vehicle, license plate. I know if you tried to do the Google verification, it's going to look very similar to that actually, because it is a Google verification. And then you're also going to get a username and a password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Okay. We have an account management team here, so I'm going to be your account lead, and there's also a team that's going to help me with fulfillment on all the products and features that are in this Platinum bundle. So if you want something done quickly, you can contact me. If it's after hours, it's the same phone number. It's on every text and email that you get from us. You just hit extension 1, you'll get a live operator.
Okay.
All right. But we'll hold your hand through it and make sure everything goes smoothly here in the first week and a half, and then once we got everything up and running, we'll sit back and let you do your thing.
Okay.
Okay. But I just want to confirm that you get all these texts here, and then you'll basically be good to go until our client interview tomorrow at 4. Okay, it looks like only one came through so far.
Looks like I got the copy of the invoice.
Okay, yep, that's the one that'll have the link to your subscription terms in writing. You're going to need to sign off on that form. And then there's a hard copy of this that'll be sent over to your email. And that's really important because, you know, not that I plan on leaving here anytime soon. I've already been here 12 years. I'm about 8 years out from being able to hang out. But you know, or if I croak, whatever the case is, that kind of cements your deal. So that $299 pricing structure, you keep that as long as you're with us, unless you call in or add like Google Ads or Google Guarantee, one of those other products and features later. Obviously, we'll cross that bridge when we cross it, but as it is right now, this agreement's set in stone. That's really important because I have a roofing contractor in Texas, just quick story. I've worked with this guy for 10 years, and he's got a grandfathered in pricing structure from 10 years ago. So you can imagine. Yeah. You know, and he's got over 1,000 reviews on his listing. He's in the DFW area. So it's like he's gotten thousands of roofs for real cheap, put it that way, as a monthly expense, you know, but he just renews annually now. So still gets a good deal on it.
Cool.
Yeah. So you'll keep that as long as you're with us.
Do you guys have a discounted price if you pay like by the year, or is it only like a month-to-month option you guys offer?
Yeah, we have an annual offer. I could go over those actually here with you. We have three different ones. So we have, let me plug in the Platinum and waive the site fee and everything, see what they give me. Setup fee and site. And then I put you at $299. Let's see what kind of deal they can give us on this. Okay, so it's saying 3 months you could do for $700. You could do 6 months for $1,350. And you could do an annual prepay for $2,500.
Okay.
Did you want to capitalize on any of those?
No, I'll just stick to the month-to-month for now.
Yeah. It's about a $200 savings on the 3 month, but a lot of guys, what we do is they kind of start off getting to know each other month to month, and then if you ever want to capitalize on that, you could just call me directly. That's a good reason to save my direct number and extension, and then I'll be able to make sure I get you that deal, and we could do like a prepay option.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll be in contact. You know, I'm going to be checking with you. Even once you have everything up and running, probably like once a month or whatever you're comfortable with, we could sit down, go over the tracking system, see if there's anything we could do to maybe increase things. Or if you're expanding and you want to do Google Guarantee, we'll have to go through like some background checks with the guys that you are have meeting face-to-face with clients. But again, this is all this is all things down the line. Right now your business is at its infancy, so we just want to get everything started and earn your business and have you understand what we do and what we're bringing to the table for you.
Right.
Okay. All right, so that officially concludes our sign up. It looks like you do have those other two text messages, right?
No, it looks like only the one came through still.
Oh, okay.
There's another one.
That was the username and password it said it sent. It looks like you're missing the Google verification form, which is probably the most important one. So I'm going to manually send this one to you, Paul. You might end up getting two, but I'd rather you have it twice than not have it at all. Okay. Yeah, it looks like username is your phone number and the password's for Bing. You could change the UN and password. We also have an app. They'll send you a message at the end of your client interview with a link to the app and a little YouTube video one of my colleagues made here. That'll show you how to use the tracking system. That's a really useful tool. It has like a client management system in there. I don't know if you've looked into like a CRM system for the business where it kind of like pipelines and documents each client that you're getting and the calls that you're getting from them. You can kind of keep track of everybody that you talk to and you work with.
I have not had something like that now.
Oh, man. Have you been doing things old school? You're writing everything down? Shuffling papers everywhere?
Pretty much. It's all
oh
on my
God.
Phone.
Oh, my gosh. You're a madman. Well, okay. Well, I'm glad I'm going to introduce you to the new age here.
Yeah. We're all doing it all on paper, and I'm just on my phone is free. So I'm at the point now where I probably need to start paying money to do stuff the right way. So.
Yeah, it just makes your life easier, you know? I mean, it's one of those things where, I have some buddies that, refuse to pay for Fast Track out here in SoCal, and they'll, carpool, and the traffic just gets real crazy after work, and I'm like, man, how valuable is your time to you to pay the, $2.50 to get home to your family, 40 minutes faster? Yeah, it's definitely worth it. It's going to make your life a lot more convenient just to have that app there. If you're getting a call and you're not sure if it's a business call or you miss it, to just be able to go in there and it save it all for you definitely will help, especially if you don't have somebody answering the phones for you and you're doing things the way you're doing it now. So,
yeah. All
right.
So far, it's just me answering phones and keeping my own notes. So.
That's the hard way. That's the hard way. So, but that lets me know you're definitely efficient and capable, you know. If you could do it that way, you could definitely do it this way. So, Thank you for signing up. You know, I'm looking forward to working with you. I feel real confident about this. I love how we got that pricing structure in store for you too, and they still let me include the domain name for you too at no extra cost. So, I feel like those are things that are going to keep your overhead low and can put us in a position to work together long term. I want to tell you, no questions are dumb questions, Paul. I know you say, hey, maybe you're not super computer savvy and you do things the old school way, but if you ever have questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call. Neither me or any of my reps here have a problem explaining things to you. We actually say that the educated clients are usually the happiest ones because they know what we're bringing in. So if you ever want any more information or you need help with anything, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to us. That's what you're paying us for.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Well, again, you know, thank you for signing up. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then we will circle back with you between 4 and 5 o'clock. I'll introduce you to that client interview rep, and we'll get that client interview knocked out for you.
Okay. Do I need to be sat in front of a computer for this call, or can I?
No. No, it's all general knowledge information that you would know if you're the business owner. So, I mean, they're not going to ask you anything you won't know off the top of your head. It's just more where you will go, where you won't go as far as taking on jobs. And they'll go over the exact keywords and services you're listed for, and we'll get started on that website and try to get an idea on how you want that to look.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. All right, Paul. Well, you have a great evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 4.
Okay. Thanks. See ya.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.